Hello and welcome to the Global Venturing Review podcast. My name is Jerry Hillis. I'm the editor of Global University Venturing and Global Government Venturing, and I will also bring you the news from Global Corporate Venturing. We have quite a lot of big news to share with you, so let's dive right in, beginning with deals. Ant Financial, e-commerce group Alibaba's financial services affiliate, is reportedly preparing to raise $5 billion in funding in a round that will value it at between $80 and $100 billion, making it the most valuable VC-backed private company of all time. The news comes after an announcement that Alibaba will convert a licensing agreement that gives it 37.5% of Ant Financial's pre-tax profit to a 33% equity stake. Gojek has been raising a $1.2 billion round over the past 6 months that already includes JD.com, Tencent, Google, and Meituan Dianping. And now, the on-demand ride service is reportedly set to receive up to $290 million from e-commerce firm Blibli and industrial conglomerate Astra International in order to increase the round to $1.5 billion. Astra is expected to provide between $150 and $170 million, while Blibli will put up between $100 and $120 million. Byton, the smart electric car developer formerly known as Future Mobility, is reportedly in talks with a Chinese state-owned institution to raise between $300 and $400 million of funding at a valuation of at least $1.2 billion. Corporates Tencent, Foxconn and China Harmony New Energy Auto Holding are among the existing investors in Byton, which aims to release its first vehicle next year. Grocery delivery service Instacart is also gearing up to raise funding, up to $250 million, according to a Delaware securities filing. It was valued at $3.4 billion after its last round, a $400 million Series D that closed in March last year, and its existing investors include American Express Ventures, Comcast Ventures, and Whole Foods, the grocery chain now owned by Amazon. No word on what valuation Instacart will seek in its latest round, though. Enerkem, a producer of fuels and biochemicals from municipal waste, has raised approximately $224 million in its latest round, which included SinoBioway and longtime backer Waste Management of Canada. The company has now raised more than $520 million in debt and equity financing, and its earlier investors include corporates Valero Energy and Atel. Joby Aviation is developing a 5-seater electric aircraft that will be able to take off and land vertically, but which is intended to be far quicker than established alternatives like helicopters. The company has closed a $100 million Series B round led by Intel Capital and backed by JetBlue Technology Ventures and Toyota AI Ventures. GCV news editor Robert Levine actually wrote a big deal piece looking at it in the context of the growing presence of corporate venture capital in the aviation sector, so you should definitely go and check that out on globalcorporateventuring.com. Then we have Swiggy, which is looking to ward off competitors in India's app-based food delivery sector, such as Zomato and Foodpanda, and has secured $100 million in a round led by Naspers Ventures. The round valued Swiggy at up to $750 million post-money and included Meituan Dianping, and increased the company's overall funding to about $255 million. Toyota has invested almost $69 million in Japan Taxi, a ride-hailing app that has signed up about a quarter of Japan's taxi drivers as part of a strategic partnership agreement. Japan Taxi received $5 million from the Toyota-backed Mirai Creation investment in 2017, and the new funding will presumably help it ward off competition from a Japanese on-demand ride service set to be launched by SoftBank and Didi Xujing. Avro Bio, meanwhile, has raised $60 million in a Series B round featuring Brace Pharma Capital, the investment firm backed by pharmaceutical firm EMS, and will use the proceeds to advance a pipeline of gene therapies for rare diseases. The startup closed a $25 million Series A round in 2016 and plans to initiate a Phase 2 clinical trial for its lead product candidate later this year. Broadlink, the China-based developer of a range of connected home products, has secured $54.5 million in Series D funding from investors including Baidu and Libei. Its past backers include Qualcomm Ventures, and the company disclosed the funding alongside news that it is preparing an initial public offering in its home country. Automotive leasing service provider Fair seems like a company on the move. It acquired Uber's leasing business, Exchange Leasing, last week and has now raised additional funding in a round led by Next 47 that included BMW and Credit Ease FinTech Investment Fund. TechCrunch pegged the size of the round at about $50 million and the proceeds will support Fair's acquisition of on-demand car rental service Skirt, providing BMW with an exit. Now, these weren't the biggest deals on Global University Venturing, but they were the most intriguing because it looks as though MIT has spun out two companies that are developing the same technology. Light Matter, which raised $11 million in a Series A round, and Lightelligence, which secured $10 million in a seed round, are developing computer chips that rely on light or photonic signals rather than electric signals, boasting orders of magnitude of processing power and having profound implications for data-intensive applications such as AI. Yixian Shen, founder of Lightelligence, and Nicholas Harris, founder of Light Matter, actually co-authored a paper on the technology, along with other researchers, last year, but appear to have parted ways since then for unknown reasons. It's fascinating technology in any case. Now, let's take a look at funds. Insurance firm Ping An has emerged as one of the more prominent China-based corporate ventures over the past couple of years, and its CVC arm, Ping An Ventures, is now targeting up to $1.3 billion in capital for two new funds. The funds, a dollar-denominated fund between $300 and $500 million and a renminbi fund sized at up to $800 million, will target growth stage and pre-IPO investments in healthcare companies. Workday formed its corporate venturing unit, Workday Ventures, in 2015, but the unit has only been sporadically active since then. That looks set to change, however, with the corporate committing $250 million to a Workday Ventures fund that will add AR, VR and blockchain-based enterprise technologies to the AI and machine learning it already targets. Workday is also opening up its platform to its partner ecosystem, suggesting it could be looking at Salesforce for inspiration. And on the university side, UK-based innovation platform Future Planet Capital has signed a memorandum of understanding with venture capital vehicle 8 Great Technologies Fund for an initiative that will invest in British spin-outs and other companies. The fund has secured initial commitments for $470 million. LPs include Shenzhen Shanghai Sunflower Financial Services, a subsidiary of financial services firm China Construction Bank, and Jianjin Tianran Investment Management, a subsidiary of the Sichuan provincial government. The fund will focus on the healthcare and biotechnology industries, with a large proportion of the capital allocated to firms hoping to expand into China. That wasn't the only fund from Future Planet Capital. It has also launched its inaugural fund with a $30 million initial commitment from asset management firm TW & Partners, which will commit up to $200 million in total and will act as a cornerstone investor alongside local government pension scheme Royal Berkshire Pension Fund. The Future Planet Capital Fund will invest internationally, TW & Partners' remit focused on sustainability, innovation and digital strategy. And 4490 Ventures, a US-based VC firm co-founded by Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation, has raised $49 million for its second fund, according to a regulatory filing. The amount actually represents a first tranche, managing director Greg Robinson told Exconomy. The final close is expected later this year, though Robinson declined to reveal a target size or name any investors. 4490 Ventures was launched back in 2013 with a $15 million commitment each from Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation and the State of Wisconsin Investment Board. With that, let's move on to exits. Acacia Pharma, a UK-based nausea and vomiting treatment developer backed by pharmaceutical firms Lundbeck and Novo, has revealed plans for an initial global offering on the Euronext Brussels market. The company has not disclosed how much it expects to raise in the flotation, which will be conducted as a private placement open to certain institutional and other investors outside the US. The company is developing treatments both for post-operative nausea and vomiting that affect approximately 30% of patients or up to 80% of high-risk patients that use anesthetic gases and opioid painkillers, as well as a treatment for chemotherapy-induced nausea and vomiting, which affects between 30 and 90% of cancer patients depending on what type of cancer they have. And in severe cases, the chemotherapy-induced nausea and vomiting can actually lead to delay, reduction, or withdrawal from chemotherapy. Acacia previously targeted a $230 million IPO on the London Stock Exchange, but put those plans on hold in 2015 due to unfavourable market conditions. And Elastigen, an Australia-based dermatology product manufacturer spun out from University of Sydney, has agreed to an acquisition by pharmaceutical firm Allergan for $95 million in an upfront payment. The deal, subject to regulatory approval, also includes contingent commercial payments, but further details were not disclosed. Elastigen is developing tissue repair products based on human tropoelastin, a building block of elastin which gives skin, arteries and lung tissue its elasticity. The technology has applications in the treatment of acne scars, stretch marks, wound and aesthetic skin repair. Existing investors include Cicada Innovations, an incubator operated by the University of Sydney, University of New South Wales, Australian National University and University of Technology Sydney, as well as Amore Pacific Ventures, the corporate venturing unit of beauty company Amore Pacific. And finally, let's take a look at people. Andrew Kovac has left venture capital firm Sequoia Capital to become the global head of communications at Vision Fund, the VC fund run by telecoms firm SoftBank. Sequoia appointed Kovac in 2012 to be its first communications and policy lead, assigning him responsibilities that included marketing services for the firm's portfolio companies. He'd previously spent 5 years working communications and public affairs as a senior manager at internet technology provider Google, now of course part of Alphabet. Stephanie Volk has left GE Ventures, the corporate venturing subsidiary of industrial product and appliance maker General Electric, to become vice president of development at US trade body National Venture Capital Association. Volk had been a manager for commercial development at GE Ventures since 2014, overseeing the launch of Edge, an initiative enabling GE Ventures portfolio companies to access expertise, resources and connections to aid business growth. And on the university side, we have Oxford University Innovation, the tech transfer arm of University of Oxford, which has named Nicola Blackwood and Jonathan Flynn as non-executive directors of its board. Blackwood was previously a Member of Parliament for Oxford West and Abingdon from 2010 to June 2017, and acted as a Minister for Public Health and Innovation from July 2016 until losing her seat in the general election. Flint was the chief executive of Oxford's first spin-out, Oxford Instruments, a producer of technology tools and systems for research and industry. He is also the president-elect of the Institute of Physics, a position he is set to take up from October 2019 and hold until September 2021. His CV also includes managing director positions at businesses such as aerospace company BA Systems and video technology firm Vislink. Penn State has appointed Hal Talbot, former director of research unit Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center's Tech Transfer Office, as its assistant VP for research. Talbot will also act as director of the institution's Tech Transfer Arm, Office of Technology Management, and will collaborate with other Penn State departments such as the Office of Entrepreneurship and Commercialization and the Office of Industrial Partnerships, as well as with external ventures such as seed fund Ben Franklin Technology Partners of Central and Northeast Pennsylvania. And finally, Adam Krinicky has been named Executive Director of Oregon State University Cascade's startup hub called Innovation CoLab, which is set to open next month. Krinicky is the former Director of Technology and Energy at the Alaska Small Business Development Center, a network of centers across the US state that offer advice and educational programs to entrepreneurs. He also co-founded Alaska's first accelerator and previously served as Vice President of Nanook Tech Ventures, the Tech Transfer Office of University of Alaska Fairbanks. And with that, yet again, you are caught up on the week's biggest news. But as always, this isn't everything. We just don't have time to cover that. So do head on over to globalcorporateventuring.com, globaluniversityventuring.com, and globalgovernmentventuring.com for everything else. And do check back daily to keep up to date. If you do have any feedback, feel free to email me at tehelis@mawsonia.com. That's T-H-E-L-E-S at M-A-W-S-O-N-I-A.com. Don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes, rate us on Stitcher, SoundCloud, wherever you download this podcast from, and recommend us to your friends and colleagues. We very much appreciate all those of you that have already done so. My name is still Thierry Helis. I wish you a productive week, and I will talk to you again next Monday. Goodbye.
Global Venturing Review was produced by In Ear Production. You can find out more by going to inearproduction.com.